This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And joining us in the den is Kate Lee. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
And Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Dan.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks.
Excellent. Now, Kate, you the first thing that I saw of yours was The Life Raft, and it was the film clip that goes along with The Life Raft.
Yes.
Which you made yourself.
I did.
And is viewable on YouTube.
Yeah,
and
that's
it is
right.
Just incredible. Tell us a little bit about your film clip for The Life Raft.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, well, first of all, I'll tell you why it is the way it is. Why that's my film. Because it's not a normal music video, really, is it?
Like, no.
It doesn't look like any other video normally.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's very unique.
Yeah, well, that came from a budget, you know, that was the driving force, basically. Low budget meant that I had to do something myself. So, and I think that's a great thing in the end, because it's meant that I've come out with something that's pretty different. So I decided to do stop motion animation because I had a camera. I could take as many photos as I wanted. I had a lot of time on my hands. And basically I got to work cutting out lots of different shapes, like, you know, different fish and whatever. Like
clouds,
that's going to sound really confusing to anyone watching. But there's a story, basically. And I got lots of different pieces of cardboard that cost me about $20 all up. So that was the budget.
Wow.
And spent hours and hours cutting these things out and gluing. Like each piece has got different, you know, maybe three different layers of cardboard. So there's lots of, you know, it's all quite intricate.
Wow.
And then I spent many, many hours in my bedroom sticking these pieces of animation to my wall with blue tack and then incrementally moving them. It's bizarre. Yeah. It's an incredible way to spend your time, honestly. Halfway through, I was like, what am I doing?
Tell us about the story to becoming a singer. I mean, you grew up in rural Queensland. I mean, is that a good breeding ground for becoming an artist?
Oh, my gosh. It's the best breeding ground.
Easy.
I thought for farming and stuff it might be great, but well, other than that.
No, look, I think for me anyway, it was the best because I think sometimes when you have too much kind of inspiration around you, I guess, or too much going on, you can get a bit lost in everything else that you hear, you know, overwhelmed by everything that exists. But in the country, actually, we didn't have anything, you know, for a few years. Well, we couldn't get radio for starters because of where we were. And our television while we were out there as well didn't work. So there wasn't a lot kind of coming in. So I spent just hours and hours every day over on, you know, in a shed on my own, just singing and kind of screaming and naively thinking that no one could hear me, you know, 100 meters away. So, yeah, I think that the lack of stuff really made me, you know, invent my own stuff. And I think that's what's important.
That's excellent.
The drive to make your own things, not just to appreciate. Because there's a lot, you know, a lot of amazing music around. And I think it's really easy to get a bit overwhelmed thinking, oh, I could never do something that's that cool. You know?
But you did. But you did.
Well, thanks.
Now, at what point did you move to England? Because you were living there for a while.
Yeah, I moved to Sydney when I was 18. So, this is going to tell my age. Damn it.
That's all right.
I moved to Sydney when I was 18. And I was here for, let's just say, a couple of years.
Very good.
And,
good.
and then I moved to England. I was there for 6 years and I've just moved back.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's so good to be home.
Just give me a moment, 18.
No, don't.
Oh, look, I was very, very, those couples were maybe not quite correct.
That's good. That's really cool. So you're going to perform two songs for us this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
One will be The Life Raft, which will be great because, you know, we've seen the film clip. Oh, if people want to see that film clip, where do they go, by the way?
They need to go to YouTube and just search my name.
Okay. Kate Lee, spelt L-E-A-H-Y.
Exactly.
It's important to spell it that way or you won't find it.
And you can do another song for us a bit later as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, we'll let you get set up and we'll come back soon. So they're going to perform The Life Raft. It's on their new EP. And the film clip is also on YouTube. Kate, when you're ready.
Thanks.
Sitting still, my body's shaking all the time. Electricity sparking on my spine. You can never notice. I move in darkness, covering my tracks. I hold my breath, hoping you never look back. Please don't worry, my precious. so strong. I can't do anything alone. I'm drowning in this cup of tea, wishing that you were beside me. Throw me a rope, send me a life raft, call me a doctor. I need a hand, someone to help me understand. Throw me a rope, send me a life raft, call me a doctor. I'm not someone to say it's okay to hurt. I hit the street, buzzing to my own beat. Sound so loud, hard to wriggle free. I just can't seem to lose me. Keep it together, I need keep it together. One day you'll be free. Oh, so strong. I can't do anything alone. I'm drifting out to sea, wishing that you were beside me. Throw me a rope, send me a life raft. I need a hand, someone to help me understand. Throw me a rope, send me a life raft, call me a doctor or a nurse. Someone to say it's okay to hurt. I'm falling in a heap, keep calling, just can't keep on talking to myself. I need a rope, a life raft, a doctor, just a hand, someone to help me understand. Throw me a rope, send me a life raft, call me a doctor. I need a hand, someone to help me understand. Throw me a rope, send me a life raft, call me a doctor or a nurse. Someone to say it's okay to hurt.
Yeah.
Look at that. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kate,
guys.
Thank you. Tim, thank you. That is fantastic. Now, if people want to see the film clip of that, which you made yourself, they go to YouTube and just look for your name, Kate Lee, L-E-A-H-Y.
Or they could search The Life Raft as well.
That'll do. Excellent.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get another song from you very soon.
Yeah.
Hope 1032 at 8:24.
Now, you have you played The Life Raft for us before, which was excellent. And now, a song that is not on your EP.
Yeah, this is it may be a funny choice because it's not actually on there, but, you know, it's a secret song that on the podcast now, you know, it now exists.
There we go.
Yes. There you go. All right, it's called Come On Tiger.
It is.
All right, let's have a listen.
Tiger, let it out. Let your tears flow like hot water through snow, melting your fears as you go. 'Cause you know nothing will change if you don't. Nothing will change if you won't. See the wall in front of you grow. Come on, climb it, get out. Don't sit inside, pretending to thrive so others don't miss out. Cause you know nothing will change if you don't. Nothing will change if you won't. Yeah, I know nothing will change if I don't. Oh, no, 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 nothing. Once I saw the fire in my eyes, now I'm trying not to fall by the wayside. Ooh. I sit in silence trying to talk. No words are coming undone. Considering not moving on. But you know nothing will change if I don't. Nothing will change if I won't. Oh, you know nothing will change if I don't. Oh, no, 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 no. Once I saw the fire in my eyes, now I'm trying not to fall by the wayside.
That is fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Gee, you guys got a cool, unique sound. Hey, I love it.
Oh, cool.
I love it. All right. Kate Lee, you came in this week because next week something rather exciting is happening, yes?
Yeah, it is rather exciting. Well, I'm going to get on a plane and go to Europe and start my European tour.
That is full on.
Woohoo.
How'd that come about?
I've been over to Europe a few times and, you know, just tried to get some gigs basically. And the last few times, they just keep coming. I just keep finding the gigs and then more invitations to play more gigs. So I thought, well, I can't really, it's being polite to say no. So off I go, yeah.
Well, good. All the best with that.
Thank you
very
much.
Seriously, that's a great thing to be able to do. And tell us how you go at the other end.
Well, actually, I'm going to, on the other end, there's going to be a tour of Australia as well. So Australia doesn't miss out.
Of course not. Oh, look.
Good. Your website, if people want to learn more about you.
Yeah, they should just go to katelee.com.au or they can search me on MySpace. I'm on there. On Facebook, I have a Facebook music page, which is, you know, that's kind of the go these days. So if you search my name on there, then you'll find it.
Fantastic. And also,
they'll have all the gig dates as well.
I have to push the film clip again because it's so darn cool
on
YouTube.
Yeah, please check it out.
Search for The Life Raft. Kate Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, Tim.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.